Jerry Bader Show. I want to finish up on black columnists, and it is relevant to refer to him as black columnist. Ron Christie, writing in the Daily Beast, he uses the three racial flashpoints of the last week. Cliven Bundy, over the weekend, the owner of the L.A. Clippers racist screed, if it indeed is him, and some people seem to doubt it, others don't, and the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action. And he calls out, does Ron Christie, calls out President Obama saying, look, this is time for you to lead. Pick it up with the Sterling story. Apparently, Sterling was upset that his girlfriend had posted a photo on Instagram of herself with L.A. Lakers great Urban Magic Johnson. Condemnation from players and coaches around the NBA was justifiably swift and harsh. Perhaps the L.A. chapter of the NAACP should rethink the Lifetime Achievement Award it was set to bestow upon Sterling next month. Did you know that? They have, of course, since said that's not going to happen. The three of the week's biggest news stories, the Supreme Court's affirmative action ruling, Cliven Bundy and Donald Sterling, had racial overtones is disturbing but hardly unusual. Hardly a day goes by now when the country isn't confronted with an incident or allegation of racism. What was once the exception has become the norm. Mr. President, there is a window of opportunity for you to address the racial tension that has flared in recent days and threatens our standing as the greatest beacon of freedom and democracy in the world. Why don't you call out a group of your fellow Americans, everyday citizens, rather than civil rights leaders and the clergy, to conduct an honest town hall discussion on race with you in the East Room? Rather than seeking to gain partisan advantage, you could use the culmination of many years of racial acrimony to admonish those who seek to gain from bigotry rather than unity. The time to act is now, Mr. President. Your silence on such a serious issue will embolden those who stoke the flames of hatred that will scorch us all, Republicans and Democrats, blacks and whites, from red states and blue states, American citizens all. An absolutely brilliant piece. He has used these episodes to divide. We are more divided racially because of President Obama than we have been probably in 40-plus years. And no, it's not because most people are racist. It's because they play the race card often. And then when you do have a Cliven Bundy, which, look, conservatives who jumped to support him were misguided. I told you that from the start. More because of his agenda even than the racist comments. Because they didn't know about them at the time. But yeah, this is an opportunity. There's nothing much more I can add to that. There is talk that Magic Johnson and his group, which already owns the Dodgers, that they would be the easy out for the NBA to get the Sterling off their back and simply have that ownership group acquire the Clippers. It's a shame because the Clippers are having one of their better seasons in the playoffs. And this happens. But obviously people knew about it. And for whatever reason, the league thought they could just go ahead and hide it. I actually have two topics that would make phone topics. What do I do? Oh, okay, let me do this quickly. The city of Minneapolis has the date that normally is Columbus Day. Second Monday of October, in Minneapolis will be Indigenous Peoples Day to celebrate Native Americans. The Columbus hatred started as the 500th anniversary of his voyage to the New World neared in 1992. It hasn't gone away. Yes, the Native Americans were invaded. This continent was invaded by Europeans. I firmly believe that. And there were great atrocities. And once Columbus made return voyages here, he wasn't a great friend of Native Americans. I accept that. And further, I'll accept, he's a little overrated as an explorer. We call them Indians because he was lost. He thought he made it all the way to India. All of that said, he discovered, for the most part, and you can argue this too, he was a chief discoverer of the continents that would house the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. It is worth celebrating. We're visiting the Twin Cities for a summer vacation this year. I'm not going to change that. But there are pockets of cities in the Midwest that are vying to be San Francisco Midwest. Madison already has the title. Minneapolis is probably vying to be the Seattle of the Midwest. They're more in common with that. Speaking of Seattle, let's do this one. We might get to the drinking age one tomorrow. Whether it'd be a good idea for Republicans to support lowering the drinking age to 18. We'll examine that one tomorrow. A listener shared this one with me, and I appreciate it. John E. Williams III has been a San Francisco 49ers fan since he rooted for John Brody in the early 70s, throwing touchdown passes at Candlestick Park, and then Joe Montana, and so on. He wanted to see his team in the NFC Championship game in January, which of course took place in Seattle, and his team lost. He lives in Vegas now, still a 49ers fan. He tried to buy tickets, a bunch of tickets for a bunch of people, at CenturyLink Field in Seattle to see his team play the home team there. Guess what? The NFL has credit card purchases set up so only certain geographic locations would be allowed: Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, as well as the Canadian province of provinces of British Columbia and Alberta. They want Seahawks fans to buy Seahawks tickets. As you know, you have the whole 12th man thing, how loud it is in Seattle. It was loud in the dome. It's loud now. He feels he was discriminated against. He is suing the NFL for $50 million over fair access. I think we can all argue the number is ridiculous, but is the concept. Should the NFL be able to discriminate based on geography? This came up, remember, in the 90s when the Packers were obviously rounding into Super Bowl contenders. I think it was Trent Dilfer who looked up at the old sombrero. It's like, what the hell? And you could hear it on TV. You still hear it from time to time where Packers fans have packed. Okay, the NFL, here's where I think, and this isn't a point he brings up. This is kind of like the street assessment topic that we had earlier. It depends. If the home team doesn't fill a stadium on a regular basis, is the NFL going to say no to traveling fans? No. Now, you get this with brokered tickets. You get Vikings fans. That's where you get a lot of. You get some Bears fans. You get Vikings fans at Lambeau. Don't have a lot of time on this. Should the NFL be able, if you buy tickets directly from the NFL, should they be able to discriminate? Well, no. Seahawks fill their stadium. We don't want you there. And is it anything you should be able to sue over? I do have thoughts on this. I'll share them with you in 3 minutes. If you have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1044.
The Jerry Bader Show.